Okay, here we go. Three short Parshas Yisro ideas with the Kotzke Rebbe, Tavshin Pei Dalad, eventually Nishmas Esther Tehila, Bas Rav Gabriel Pinchas, whose yard site was this week. Also for Fuas and Yeshuas, for all Klai Yisrael, specifically Abraham Ben Shendel, and Yonatan Chaim Ben Chemda. The Kotzke Rebbe's yard site is Chav Beis Shvat, also with Rav Leibel Eger, Chuzag and Aleinu. So I thought it would be very appropriate to say three Divrei Torah in Har Sinai from the Kotzker. We don't have any Svarim from the Kotzker, but we have things that the Kotzker said. And one of the main Svarim that we have is a Sefer called Emes V'Emuna. So Pasuk says about Matan Torah, "Yom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai." And this day, they came to Har Sinai. Rashi says, "Perish Rashi, Rosh Chodesh Sivan." It was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Shu Divrei Torah Chadash Menecha Kiido Hayom Nisnu. And Rashi tells us the famous Chazal that every single day we have to view as if it's Matan Torah that day. It says the Kotzker are very important yisod in life. We see the greatness of the preparation that a person has to do before learning, before coming to learn. Just like Klai Yisrael and Har Sinai prepared themselves from Rosh Chodesh Sivan and Shloshes and Megbal, but you don't have that concept by any other Yontif to come to Matan Torah, for them to appreciate Torah and come to the love of Torah. So too, B'chol Yom Sarech Ha'ish L'Hachid Es Atzim B'Achana Kazul Divrei Torah. Says the Kotzker, just like we have to view every single day as Matan Torah, we have to also prepare like it's Matan Torah. The Hachana of Torah. Prepare means in every single way, and everyone in their own way. That means in midos, or like Rabbi Yonah sent us in Perikimel and Perikiovos, to prepare with our midos, to prepare with our nivos, like the Kedusha Levi would tell us, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Moshe worked on his another that he learned from our Sinai. There's got to be a preparation. You can't just come into the basement and say, no, there's got to be davening. You have to daven, like Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar talks about in our Torah, in our Parsha. There's got to be the Hachana, just like we have the Hachana by Matan Torah, so we have to have the Chana also when we learn every single day. Idea number one. Idea number two. The Yisrum Refinim by Avol Midbar Sinai. The left Refinim that came to our Sinai. Says the Mechilta and the Medrash, and the Kotzker quotes it. Ma b'yosel midbar Sinai b'tshuva af nisyosem Refinim b'tshuda. Just like they came to our Sinai with tshuva, they also left Refinim with tshuva. Says the Kotzker. Ula mehechan mucha sh'asa tshuva b'es b'yosel midbar. How do you know that they did tshuva once they got to Har Sinai? How do you know? The pasuk just tells us Vayichan Sham Yisrael, and Rashi says Ki Shichad Beleivachad. So how does the Medrash know? Says the Kotzker. How does the Medrash know that we each of every one of us did tshuva? It's very simple, says the Kotzker. Look what Rashi says Ki Shichad Beleivachad. Shekol Echad Istakel Bechachsronu Shelo. Everyone was viewing their own personal struggles and their own limitations and their own mistakes. The Nidam Elo Sha Echar Gadol Mimenu. You want to know what tshuva is? Tshuva is being lev echad. Tshuva is meaning is feeling that you're one heart, one nation. But how did they do that? Says the Kotzker. How did they do that? They only looked at themselves. They looked inward instead of outward. Like Reish Pei Beis, Rabbi Nachman says, to look for the good within yourself. To look for the good within every single one. And this is Kotzker, so this is a little bit more sharp. To look for the chesonos in yourself. And to look for the good in, and that'll make you find the good in others, and view everyone else as better than you. Like the Ramban says in the Yerushalayim Ramban, that every person that we meet, we should view as they are better than us, as if they're better than us. So how does the Medrash know we came to Har Sinai in tshuva? It's very simple. Rashi says, "We should ki ishachad b'leivachad." How did we do that? By looking and focusing only on our own challenges and our own mistakes, not looking at anyone else. So my brother-in-law Shmuel Tzvi just told me an incredible vort. I forgot who he quoted. Maybe right. He says, "What is a mishnah say perigi avos? Have a don is called adam kavskos. You have to judge everyone favorably. What's a don? A don comes from the notion of dayan, to be a judge. A judge only is judge what's brought in front of him. But a judge doesn't go out looking for cases. A dayan doesn't go out looking for cases. He is only focusing on himself. I love that vort. And finally, idea number three. Idea number three." So at the end of the day, we left in the Refidim and did tshuva. Why did we have to do tshuva again at our Sinai? If we already did tshuva by Refidim, why did we have to do tshuva again when it came to our Sinai? He says that There are two types of tshuva, says the Kotzker. V'nei Yerushal Yisrael also beis minei tshuvas b'nei Yisrael s'mirifidim ha'achas shenos minei s'mirifion yodayim. The first tshuva when we left our feet and we had to do tshuva from rifion yodayim, which we know Chazal said we were weak in Torah. And we ask Hashem, ayesh Hashem in kapeinu im ayin. We ask, does Hashem exist? And that's when the Malach attacked us. That's one tshuva. V'ashniyah, there was a second tshuva. Sheyuchu l'lova l'kabalas ha'Torah. To be accept worthy of coming to Torah. There was a Sur Meirah tshuva, and Asay Tov tshuva, maybe we'll say. But that's not the Kotzker's lesson here. The Kotzker's lesson is right here. We see from here, says the Kotzker, every single day of our lives, we have to view in tshuva. Like the Mishnah says, do tshuva the day before you die. How are you going to know? Chazal say, do tshuva every single day. We learn from here. We did tshuva, but we had to feed him. We did tshuva when we came to our Sinai to teach us, says the Kotzker. A person's got to do tshuva. A person's got to look inward every single minute of every single day. So three ideas. Idea number one, just like from the culture, just like Chazal say, to view the Torah as if you got the Torah that day, we have to prepare ourselves every single day. The hachana for that, and the hachana can mean everyone has their own individualized. That can be in derech eretz, like the Rabbeinu Yosef, in derech eretz in Torah, or that can be in humility when it comes to Kiddush Slavim, Moshe Kibbutz Torah in Sinai, or look at the Gemara in Tanis, at Av Zayin, to work in our Anivis when it comes to prepare ourselves for the Torah. Idea number two, we said from the Mechilta said, well, just like we came to our Sinai with tshuva, we also left our feet in tshuva. How do we know that? How do we know that we did tshuva at our Sinai? Because Rashi says, Kishcha b'levechad, everyone only viewed themselves. Everyone only worked on themselves, but they looked everybody else as greater. And then we are levecha, then we had tshuva. When a person only looks inward, and don't look outward, and my brother told me, that's a don, it's called out the chazot. A don is a dayan. A dayan is only focusing on the people that's brought to him. But you're not looking at other people, they're not brought to you. So therefore, only focus on yourself. Reish pei beis, look for the good within yourself, look for the good within others. And finally, third and final idea from the Kotzker, he says, the Medrash says, we did tshuva when we have to feed him. We did tshuva when we came to our Sinai. Why did we need two tshuvas? The first tshuva when we left to feed him, because rifon yadayim. Refidim is the lush rifon yadayim. I mean, we are weak in Torah. We were asking, does Hashem exist? And that's an Amalek attacked us. But that was just the Surah Merah tshuva. We need to do an Asay Tov tshuva. Asay Tov for Kabbalah Satorah. And says the Kotzker, this teaches us that a Jew's got to do tshuva every single minute of our lives. We should be Zohar Bez Hashem to take these three ideas on the Kotzker on his yard site. I think the three these ideas have zrizus when it comes to preparing for Torah, to understand, to only focus on our own mistakes and our own challenges, and always look for the good in others, and view others as greater, and not even view them, because we're not done, we're not dying anyone, we're only focusing on ourselves, and to understand every single minute of our days have to be done in tshuva, as the Shem Yisbarach, Shabbos.